Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making an Amen-style dub siren hit hard in Ableton Live 12, but without wrecking the sub. That's the whole game in drum and bass. The siren has to feel sharp, nasty, and exciting, while the low end stays huge and clean. We're going to build this with stock Ableton devices only, so you can follow along in any basic Live 12 setup. The goal is a siren that works in jungle, dark rollers, halftime DNB, and steppy edits. It should feel like a callout over the Amen break, not a blurry layer fighting your kick and bass. First, set up a simple project. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 172 or 174 BPM. That's a very normal DNB range, and it's important because envelope timing feels different when the track is moving this fast. Create one track for your Amen break, one MIDI track for the siren, and one MIDI track for your sub or bass. If you already have a break loop, warp it so it locks tightly to the grid. Now let's load a basic siren sound. You can use Wavetable, analog, or operator. If you want a classic synthetic dub siren, Wavetable is a nice starting point. Try two oscillators, one saw and one square or saw, with a little detune but not too much. Keep the filter fairly controlled, maybe a low pass with a bit of resonance. If you want a cleaner, more digital vibe, operator is great too. A sine-based setup with a tiny bit of modulation can give you that focused siren tone without too much extra junk in the low mids. If you already have a siren sample, that works too. Drag it into an audio track and you can still apply the same shaping steps. The important thing is not where the sound comes from, but how you tighten it up. Next, write a simple MIDI pattern. Keep it short. One bar or two bars is plenty. A dub siren usually hits best when it's used like punctuation. Try sparse quarter notes, or just a few offbeat stabs. If your track is in a minor key, work with a root, minor third, fifth, and maybe an octave jump for tension. For example, in F minor, try F, a flat, C, and F an octave higher. And here's a big beginner tip. Don't overplay it. A siren is more powerful when it feels like a statement, not constant shouting. Now comes the most important part. Tighten the envelope. If your synth has an amp envelope, shorten the attack and release so the sound speaks quickly and gets out of the way. A fast attack, a fairly short decay, and lower sustain will make the siren punchy instead of smeary. Even if the synth can hold notes forever, keep the MIDI notes short. That gives you way more rhythmic control. You want the siren to feel like it lands, says its line, and clears the space for the drums and bass. After the instrument, add EQ8. This is where we protect the sub. High pass the siren aggressively. Start around 150 Hz, and don't be afraid to go up to 180 or even 200 Hz if needed. In a heavy DNB mix, the siren does not need low end. That space belongs to the kick and sub. If the siren still feels boxy, make a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz. If it gets too sharp, ease back a little around 2.5 to 5k Hz. The key is to clean it up before it starts competing with the mix. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip-on, and keep the output level matched so you're judging tone, not just loudness. Saturation helps the siren stay audible on smaller speakers and gives it more attitude over the Amen break. If it starts getting too fizzy, don't be afraid to clean up after the saturation with EQ. If the siren still has peaks that feel too spiky, add some transient control. Drum bus can work really well here if you use it lightly. Keep the drive subtle, crunch low, and if the transients are too sharp, back them off a little. Glue compressor is another good option. A gentle 2:1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, and auto or medium release can smooth the hits without killing the character. You're not trying to flatten the sound. You're just making it more even so it sits confidently above the break. Now let's add a little motion. Dub sirens love movement. Auto filter is perfect for this. Try automating a low pass or band pass sweep so the sound opens up over time, especially at the end of a phrase. That gives you tension and release. You can also try phaser flanger for a more classic dub tech vibe, but use it sparingly. The more movement you add, the more important it becomes to keep the core sound focus. If the siren is overlapping the kick or the sub too much, sidechain it gently. Add a compressor after the chain and set the sidechain input to your kick or sub group. Use a modest ratio, a quick attack, and a release that lets the siren bounce back naturally. You only need a little ducking. The point is to make room for the low end so the drop hits harder. Another simple option is volume automation. Sometimes that's even cleaner than compression, especially if you only need the siren to step back during the biggest bass moments. Arrangement matters just as much as sound design. A siren can be amazing in the intro and still ruin the drop, if it never gets out of the way. Think of it like a foreground hook. Use it at the end of four-bar phrases, as a pickup into the drop, or as a response after a snare fill. In the first 8 bars, it can help set the mood. In the next 8 bars, it can become more active while the sub hints at what's coming. Then when the drop lands, let the siren play less often so the bass can do the heavy lifting. Here's a solid stock device chain you can copy: your synth, then EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then auto filter or phaser flanger, then utility. Use utility to trim gain if needed and keep the sound centered unless you're intentionally designing stereo movement. If you're using a sample instead of a synth, the same idea still applies. Clean the low end, shape the transient, add a little saturation, then control the space. A few beginner mistakes come up all the time here. One is leaving too much low end in the siren, because it sounds bigger in solo. In the mix, it usually just muddies everything. Another is making the siren too long. If it sustains over every beat, it starts fighting the snare and bass. Too much resonance is another classic problem that can make the sound harsh and tiring very fast. And wide stereo can be tempting, but in heavy DNB that can get messy quickly. Keep the core focused, and use width with restraint. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, keep the siren in a minor key that matches the track, like D minor, F minor, or G minor. You can layer a very quiet ghost siren underneath by duplicating the part, dropping it an octave, filtering it heavily, and keeping it subtle. That adds body without stealing attention. You can also automate the filter more dramatically at phrase endings to create that classic jungle tension release. And remember, silence is powerful. A single well-placed siren hit after a drum fill can land harder than a whole bar of constant sound. Here's a quick practice exercise. Make a four-bar Amen-style loop with a break, a sub-bass, and a dub siren. Let the siren play only twice per bar. High-pass it at 180 Hz or higher. Add gentle saturator drive. Automate the filter so it opens a little in bar 4. Then sidechain it lightly to the kick or sub. If the siren feels huge in solo but weak in the mix, that's normal. Keep working in context, because that's where the real DNB decisions happen. Let's recap the core idea. Build a simple dub siren. Keep the envelope short and controlled. High pass it aggressively. Add light saturation for density. Use compression or sidechain ducking to protect the sub. And place the siren as an accent, not a constant layer. In jungle and heavy rollers, the best sirens feel sharp, intentional, and disciplined. Tighten the sound, leave space for the sub, and the drop will feel much heavier. If you want, I can also turn this into a step-by-step Ableton rack recipe or give you a matching MIDI pattern in 174 BPM D minor.